Ladies and gentlemen, dreamers and doers, seekers of purpose and fulfillment, welcome to Passion on Purpose, the podcast that sets your soul on fire and ignites the spark within you. I'm your host, Steph Hilfer, and I'm beyond thrilled you're here. Passion on Purpose features leaders, experts, and sometimes me on center stage. We put the spotlight on visionaries, entrepreneurs, leaders, experts, and everyday heroes to share their journey of self-discovery, enthusiasm, and unwavering determination. We'll explore how they use their passion and purpose to fuel their brand. Alongside our leaders, we'll provide practical tips, actionable advice, and wisdom from our experts across various fields. So if you're ready to unleash your inner fire, shake off the doubts and insecurities, and pursue a life of purpose with unbridled enthusiasm, then let's dive in. All right, guys, we are on with the Passion on Purpose podcast. And today is a little bit tricky, icky, wicky, sticky, weird, clearly with that introduction. So today is a solo episode, but if you're watching on YouTube, you already can tell that I'm not alone. So today is a solo episode. And while normally these episodes are really meant to bring kind of thoughts that are on my heart, things that my clients are dealing with, things in the branding and marketing space, or whatever I want to talk to you guys about. Usually it's just me rambling, but I have like three or four really special solo episodes coming out in the next couple weeks that I really want to talk to you about because I have the blessing of being in Key West, Florida in May 20th and 21st, with a group of phenomenal men and women who are going to be bringing so much business expertise, wisdom, tangible tips and takeaways. We really are creating this summit to give you an opportunity to grow personally, professionally. And so I thought, you know, this is something like when I think solo show, I think what is going on in Steph's world? And this is going on in my world. This is going on. It's so important to me. And I want you all to have an opportunity to not just hear me say that you should come, but I want you to hear from some of the speakers. I want you to see the caliber of who's going to be there, what you could get in on and not miss out on. I don't want to say what you're going to miss out on because I'm going to assume you are coming. You're listening to this episode. You are going to be looking at the dates and getting your butt to Florida. Come hang on the beach with me. So that's the whole point. It's going to be a real off the cuff, short episode for you guys. And today I have one of the speakers of the Path to Profit Path to Profit Summit Conference. I'm not sure exactly what like fun name we're giving this, but the Path to Profit event that's going on in Key West, I have Jana Nixa. Jana, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Steph. I'm super excited to meet you in sunny Key West. It's going to be so much fun, all the different speakers. So thank you for having us on here so that we can, you know, really tell everybody and share what's all going to be about.
No, thank you for making time. Like, you know, listeners, I'm sure from this intro, you already know, like totally off the cuff here. We're throwing this together so quickly. So I really appreciate you, Jana. We just met, you know, through this opportunity that Allison Kay has coordinated through this Path to Profit Summit. And that's one of the things that listeners, I want you to think about. Like, Jana and I and several of the other speakers are already networking. We're already getting our wheels turning on how can we support each other. We're doing things like this. We're thinking about how can we support the summit. We're thinking about you, our listeners. How can we support your growth? And that is exactly like where we are today in 2024. This is the world of business and networking and connections. Is if you are interested in learning more, doing more speaking, doing more networking, taking advantage of your business and traveling, like these are the kind of things that I'm gravitating to that are giving me the platform and opportunity to meet women like you, Jana, to meet some of the other speakers. So it's exciting, an exciting new way that we're doing business and doing life. So anywho, with all that in mind, Jana, I'm so excited when we all got to kind of chat about what we're bringing to the table and introduce and meet each other. I love what you talk about. I love your business. I love what you give people and give business owners. So I just want to kind of give you the stage. We're going to kind of keep some things a little secret. If you guys want to know more, right, we'll make sure the link is in the show notes. But I want you to kind of give a teaser of what people are going to get from you in Key West.
Well, absolutely. And thank you again. Well, first, before I go into sort of what I do and who I am, just a couple things to keep in mind, you know, especially after these last few years of being isolated and thinking we're on an island in our office working away. And, you know, maybe our family understands, maybe they don't. And the only thing I can think of that's better than networking and meeting other entrepreneurs online that get it is to be in is to be in the space with them, because you know what I believe is that information, inspiration is caught, not taught. And so if you haven't been in rooms lately, I'm telling you, I have. That was one thing, like you were saying, that was on your list for me this year. It was in-person events. And I've been to a couple already this year. And it is absolutely off the chain when it comes to how much more, like I said, just up-level.
Energy.
The energy. Just it's electric. And, you know, it's not just like meeting people online. I mean, let's be real. Like sometimes you're like, didn't I have a conversation with that person? But when you meet them in person, like there's a whole nother level of connectivity. And like I said, it's that you catch this energy and this I can and this expansion. And so if you're feeling like in a rut, if you're feeling like I need something, something's missing, I'm here to tell you that going to an in-person event is going to reignite you. So I guess I'll go into a little bit about me. So, you know, I came from the sales world. I'm Jana Nixa, the authentic sales coach, and I teach people how to create and actually sell, ladies especially, high converting offers. And so one thing that we used to do way back when, I spent over 20 years in the sales world, is we would have quarterly meetings for the reason that I was just saying. To be in the rooms, to reignite. And I would, every time I walked out of there, if I was walking into those meetings like, what are they going to teach me now? I would always walk out of there, re-energized, invigorated, like all the things that really get you like operating at that next level. And so, you know, just sort of taking that and just applying it here, because I think we get a little isolated. I think everybody that's listening probably admit that we're not as great as we maybe once were about going out and about and being with people. And so taking opportunities like this. And so as the authentic sales coach, I mentioned I spent a long time in the sales world, and my claim to fame there is I never did it the way they told me to. So what does that mean? It means I really help not just female entrepreneurs. I've had male clients as well, but it seems to be more of the females that really don't resonate with the typical traditional approach to sales. And what I was able to do over a couple of decades was really, and unbeknownst to me at the time, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I created a far more feminine, connected, service-minded, heart-based, really loving approach to sales. And so, you know, I know that's one of the places, a big sticking point for a lot of entrepreneurs. So I know we're not really going into it, but, you know, a lot of the work that I do is to help empower you to not be afraid and let something like sales hold you back from helping the people that you are meant to help. Because sales doesn't have to be icky and gross and all of the things. There's a beautiful way to do it. It's just, there's just not a lot of people talking about it, teaching it. And so we think that the other way is the way, but it's really just a way. So there's an entirely different way that's emerging. And like it or not, it's part of running a successful business. So I'll get off my sales soapbox with that one. But just really do want to say that in person is so powerful, and it really will expand you. And I love what Steph said about speaking, because if that's also something you want to do, the best way to get speaking gigs, Steph,
ask is, for them.
Yeah, is to be with other speakers.
Yes, yes, it's, yeah.
It's all who you know, because it just opens up this that world. Yeah. And so if you're like I was a year ago, like, I know I'm supposed to do this. I need to get on that. And maybe you're doing the virtual thing, but you're really ready. This would be a great opportunity for you to come and start to see what it's all about, because that's how you get more things. It's who you know and putting yourself out there and really starting. So I'm done.
Well, and it's definitely, no, I agree with so much of what you said. Let me unpack some of my thoughts like really quickly. First of all, this summit, The Path to Profit, is really about future-proofing your business. Whether you want to or aspire to be a speaker at all, like that's just a bonus because you're going to be in a room full of other speakers. That doesn't have to be your inspiration or your goal at all. It's just one example of being in the room with like-minded people. And we are all bringing to the table conversations around, you know, the path to profit and future-proofing your business, right? That's what Allison is like trained in our minds, in our presentations we're crafting and working on. It's all about how do we bring to you, the people who attend and join us in Key West, how can we promise that you're going to take tangible, actionable steps to future-proofing your business? And so Jana, I know like she's holding back because she's like, we're not going to give it all away, but that's the kind of woman Jana is. She has an actionable, tangible tips and action steps and ways that you can try something that you probably haven't tried before to better yourself in the world of sales. And so I just wanted to say that because I know a lot of these, especially the online ones, and I am not knocking them because trust me, I've been a part of them. I've hosted them. But a lot of the presentations that you might have seen in the past, you probably feel like, ugh, it was just a sales pitch. That is not what any of this is. You are not traveling, possibly like me, across the country to be sold for 10 hours or whatever, however many days, you know, we're going to be together for 2 full days, right? That's not the plan. It is truly about actionable takeaways that you can apply to your business to future-proof your business. And so that's why we're being like, we want you to come and get all that. Not just a bunch of fluff. I don't know. And I'm not trying to say the fluff is bad. Trust me. I do heart-centric branding. Fluff is great. But I just want to make sure that people know, like, you're walking away with like tangible things. Does that, you feel the same, right, Jana?
Well, yeah, I love that you said that because, you know, it's not just about being in the room with people, right? Because you know how, and maybe people in your audience can relate, you go to these things and you're there and you're with Tony Robbins, not knocking Tony Robbins at all. Tony Robbins can, you know, whatever with Tony Robbins, but, you know, and you're there and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, life is awesome. I am awesome. But then like you walk out of there and you're still feeling it. And then sort of like a few hours later, it sort of starts to like look like it's in the rear view mirror and things sort of like go back to their natural set point. And so with this, not only are you going to get all of that like expansiveness, like Steph was saying, you're going to walk away with these tangible, actionable things that you can do to keep that momentum alive in your business. And so I think that that's also something, having attended, you know, a few of these different things this year so far, there is something about being in those spaces, collaborating, brainstorming, and really, you know, developing these partnerships potentially that then you really can go from there. And that's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, taking that time to really to digest. And also there's something to say for not being in the same environment that you're always in. Because when you can go to these places, all of a sudden you expand into, okay, this is what I'm here to do. You're no longer mom trying to do her thing and take care of the kids. You know what I mean? Like you're really yep. just there for you and your business. And not to mention you get to hang out with some cool people. But yeah, it's just an entirely different way that just, in my personal opinion, just catapults you that much further ahead yeah. of maybe where you would have been sitting in your office.
For sure. Yeah. I think, you know, I don't know if it was on our speaker call when we were all connecting or if it was another conversation, but someone was talking about the biological connections and memories and ties when you put yourself in a new place, or when you meet a new person. So like, how many of us listeners, like, you know, can remember details that are really random the first time you meet someone, or when you go on a vacation or do something new for the first time, right? The first time you do anything, oftentimes your brain compartmentalizes and has a different, like, longer term memory bank for those things. And so the first time you get yourself out of your four walls, get your little butt to Key West, meet Jana and Steph, you're going to be like, I felt this way. I remember what she was wearing. I remember how delicious that, you know, side dish was. I remember that one quote that Aram said that was boom, blew my brain around. Whatever it is, your brain has a different, like, biological tie to this type of experience than going to the coffee shop that you go to every Wednesday from 10 to 2 and that you meet a few people here and there. So it's, I wish I was a scientist and could give you a better biological explanation for that, but I know that there's some truth to it from experience. And I was, again, just talking about this with someone. So much benefit beyond, you know, just Jana, what I'm bringing to the table. Yeah, I just really hope people come. So I wanted to keep these brief because I just really want to get people jazzed up. I want you to get to meet some of the speakers. Jana, any like last thoughts or key things? I have a few things I'll wrap with, but a few last things from you is like, why, if someone's listening, they're like, ooh, I could use a little vacay to Key West. Jana sounds dope. I want to go listen to these sales tips. Steph is awesome. I already listened to her show, but I need to push over the edge. What's your push over the edge for them?
Well, I think I haven't really mentioned the fact that it is Key West, right? I mean, it's not like we're asking you to go to like some random, I don't want to say anywhere because I don't want to insult anyone, but I mean, it is Key West, which just so happens to be one of the best vacation spots in the US. So, you know, if you haven't been there, or even if you have, like, there's just so many different things to experience and, you know, such a great way to mix that business with pleasure. And I think that, you know, the more we expand and as entrepreneurs, we see that it does overlap so much more than it used to. It used to be like, I'm business Jana here and I'm home Jana here. And, you know, this really just gives you the opportunity to really play in that overlap and with other people that are also embracing this new way of doing business. That's not just quite so serious all the time.
Yeah. Like we get to be humans. And it's funny because I say it all the time. I say, you know, we're no longer in 1950 when there's no place, quote unquote, there's no place for emotions in business. I say we have squashed that for so long, especially in 2024. You cannot take emotion out of business when business is human. From every aspect of business until AI completely takes over the world. From every aspect as of right now, there is human, and in human, there is emotion. And so to like compartmentalize our business Jana to our, I enjoy like, you know, stand up paddleboarding Janas, like, why are we doing that? Like, let's blend this beautiful human experience that we call like life. Let's just blend it all together. And so again, that's me getting into my mushy, but I'm so excited that we had this quick chance to do this. Thank you for coming on and making time. Listeners, I'm going to put Jana's website, jananiksa.com. Make sure you guys, it's jananiksa.com. I'll put that in the show note. If you want to get a little bit more into her world, learn a little bit more about what she's bringing to the table. Also, I'm going to put the Path to Profit Summit information in the show notes as well, so that you guys can go and check out the full scope of who's speaking, what's going to be going on in the day, the ticket options. I'm going to tell you right now that if you are listening to this episode before May 10th, I have a promo code for you, HYBRID, all caps, HYBRID, HYBRID. That will save you $100 off of your ticket, which will make the ticket only $550. Okay. So all in all, I really want you to look at, what are your goals for this year? What are your personal inspirations around humans and connections and this business growth that you want to have? And what expenses might you need this year? Let's just throw that out there, right? Mm-hmm. If at the end of the year, your CPA keeps telling you, gosh, didn't you spend any more money on your business? If every year your CPA is asking you for more expenses, education and professional development is apps. I'm no CPA. Asterisk, no CPA, But look at where, you know, developing and personal growth or professional growth can benefit you in more ways than just showing up and growing, right? There's probably some financial benefits too. So I'll put all that information in the show notes. Jana, again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Steph. I'm so glad I was able to do this. And I actually can't wait to meet you in person.
Likewise. All right, guys. Until I see you in Key West. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Passion on Purpose podcast. I truly hope you got a lot of value out of this episode. So if you did, please rate, review, and share. If you are interested in being a guest on the show, whether a leader or an expert, please go to getvim.com/podcast and you will find our application page, or reach out to me directly and I can give you more information.